Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Management versus leadership. We're living in a time where people are attempting to change the meaning of long-held beliefs about what a word actually means. This caused me to consider two words which I'm hearing increasing confusion on: management and leadership. Is management the same as leadership? Can the terms be used interchangeably? A simple Google search causes confusion as they define management as, quote, the process of dealing with or controlling things or people, end quote. It then gives an example of managing a herd of elks. Therein lies the problem. People aren't elks. Google states that leadership is, quote, the action of leading a group of people or an organization, end quote. I'm good with their definition of leadership. I believe the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition aligns more with my experience and observation. Webster states that management is, quote, the conducting or supervising of something, such as a business, end quote. And they define leadership in the same way that Google does. I'm a simple man from simple Middle England, and I like to simplify the seemingly complex. I believe the difference between management and leadership can be summarized in four words: manage things, lead people. See, a HVAC system needs to be managed. A process or procedure needs to be managed. A budget needs to be managed. But the thing with things is they don't think. When we're dealing with human beings, we have to remind ourselves they're four-dimensional: the body, the heart, the mind, and the soul or the spirit. People are open to being led if they trust us. Trust is the commodity that binds people together. Trust is easy to say and hard to do. Trust is character, who you are, and competence, what you do. If you're a good person and good at what you do, people are open to your influence. You may have implicit informal influence, or you may have explicit formal influence because of your job title. The late great coach John Wooden summarized his style of leadership well when he said, quote, I'd rather be out front with a banner than behind with a whip, end quote. Coach makes a profound point there. Managing people can be exhausting. If we're constantly having to harass, cajole, monitor, and persuade people, it can wear out our own engine. See, management is actually an industrial age term when the primary asset value of an organization was machines and capital. Human beings were necessary but dispensable. You perform, you get the carrot. You don't perform, you get the stick. We're now living in what's called the knowledge worker age, where people have much freer agency to take their talents wherever they feel most appreciated and where they can earn the highest rate of return for putting their proverbial shoulder to the plow. There is now a war for talent simply because the primary asset value of organizations has shifted to the people. It's someone's passion for their work, which is the heart, their ideas, which is the mind, and the desire to leave a legacy and make a difference in the world, which you could say is the spirit or the soul, that is widening the gap between superior and mediocre, regardless of entity type. Another way of looking at the differences between the two is that management appears to me to be more about control, whereas leadership is more about release. In leading others, we still hold people accountable in the ways agreed, but we become more of a coach from the sidelines than a control freak watching every move. See, people don't like to be managed, and they most certainly don't want to be controlled. I encourage you to take great care if you do have formal, explicit authority over people, and you try to manage rather than lead. I've seen people exhaust themselves. I've seen workplace cultures become suboptimal, and I've observed organizations lack creativity and innovation in a rapidly changing industry because people are afraid of upsetting the boss. I encourage you to keep it simple. Manage things and lead people. Focus on being a person of high character and high competence. Use your explicit formal authority to clear the path, so that talented people can unleash their potential to the benefit of your customers, your colleagues, your investors, and their careers.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5. an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.